You may all be seated. And at this time, I want to continue with that wonderful introduction that Don gave to the kids, because I will be preaching about the same thing, the same event. I think that we all by now have heard, and it's probably very common for us Christians to hear Christians talking about having a personal relationship with God. Now, there are many, many details in the Gospels even that can help us bond with God in a very unique and special way. We can even get to know Jesus a little better through the Scriptures and see Him as one of us. Now, why? Because we can see the human side of Jesus. And we can see that in examples like, do you remember when He wept at the side of His good friend Lazarus when he died? Jesus was there and He wept. Actually, that's the shortest verse of the Bible. He wept. He changed water. This is another instance. He changed water into wine for the sake of a wedding because Mama asked Him to do something about what was happening. He was born a baby in a stable. You saw that He rested. You saw that He prayed. And all this that we see in the Bible gives us a sense of knowing something about Jesus, knowing something about God. Now you see, having a personal Savior is a desirable and indeed something that we all need. Amen? Somebody say amen. You see, if God were just a big God, a vast God, what would we hold on to? What would we cling on to when we were lost and alone? If God weren't a God who identifies with us also. Not only is He big, but He can understand what it is to be human. Somebody say amen. When we came to Christ, how many have come to Christ? Amen. When we came to Christ, we were welcomed. We were welcomed into God's big family. But not just as a generic human being. We were welcomed all of what we are. The uniqueness of who we are, all of us. Hallelujah, we're welcomed. So we can imagine, we can feel that we know God through Jesus Christ. When we need comfort and we seem to think that our peers cannot give us that comfort that we need, we can always go to Jesus and we know that He is there to hug us and He is there to listen to us. Hallelujah. We need this kind of personal relationship. We need this kind of intimacy. In fact, that was the whole reason God gave His only Son, Jesus, to come here to earth and incarnate. Hallelujah. That was the reason. To be here in our space and in our time. Hallelujah. There are times when an intimate God, oh, that's a nice thing. That's good. That's really good. There's a time that we need more than that. We also need sometimes a powerful God. A God who is definitely in control, because we're so not in control. Huh? Somebody say, huh? Right now. Sometimes we need a big daddy. How many used to call their dads daddy? We need a big daddy. a big daddy who will rescue us from the bullies of life, of circumstances and situations. But sometimes we need a great mommy, a great mother who will provide the order and safety we need when this world seems to be spinning all around. And God, He can be both. Hallelujah. Our ancient descendants in faith understood this too. Remember the first story of creation and God's power to transform the without form and void pre-creation. He gave it the order it needed. There was a rhythm there. There were words that gave us comfort. We see things like, "And God said." And then we see, "And there was." And God saw that things were good. And then you can anticipate things. You see, that is so good because with God we are safe. All things are good. Somebody say, "It's all good."
It's all good.
Hallelujah. And it was, another thing was, and it says, and it was morning. It was evening and it was morning. And even that story just comforts us. The repetition. We know what to expect. On the seventh day, God rested. And you can probably recall that there was order in the whole works. Like then, there remain places in our world that just defy order all the time. Order is good. Let me just tell you that. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The ancients talked about a place where smoldering fires burned always. Gehenna. A place of fear. A place of fear of the unknown. What about us? Have we ever had fear in our lives? Things that are happening around us that just kind of freak us out. Hello? You know? Will you think about Jesus when that happens? Don't we desire some kind of order in our lives? Don't we desire order when we see our loved ones who we really do love, that they go before their time? Why don't we just think about when circumstances are just, or maybe luck, or maybe fate, or whatever you want to call it, it just doesn't seem to be working out for you. Differences that challenges our lives. And even sometimes we think our own survival. When we know the unpredictability of life, when we are forced to allow ourselves to see clearly the fragile thread that connects us, we start imagining how Jesus can be in the works of anything that we're going through. Hallelujah. Then is when we need a God. A powerful God. A big and powerful, awesome God. A living and true God. That's when we need Jesus in our lives. We, like the disciples, will come to Jesus asleep in the stern sometimes. And we are going nuts and crazy. And we go to Him twisting. When we feel the wind is twisting us in all different directions. And we will beg Him, "Teacher, hello, God, are you listening to me? Are you seeing what I'm going through? Are you going to let me go through this alone? Do you not care that we are perishing?" We heard in the gospel. How many times, my friends, how many times have we thought like this? The Psalms are full of these kinds of appeals. We will call in our relationship with God, and we will start demanding God to hold up His part of the covenant. Now, you told me, you promised me, God, that you would take care of me. Come on now, hurry up, because we get impatient, do we? How many impatient people do we have here? I'm going to put both up. And rarely will we get what we want right away, okay? Because God has a different time than we have, and He just gets there right on time, let me tell you, amen? But because God is faithful, He will be there for us. God will do whatever He needs to do to be in our life. God's peace will come. New life will arise. And even if it happens slowly, God's promise is made manifest through Jesus Christ. We can give testimony of that. I can give testimony of that in my life when I have thought that things were going bad. Well, God just gets there. Not too early, not too late, but always right on time. Hallelujah. Look at the big eyes of the pastor. You better believe this. He's there for you. Which makes the next question a little bit more difficult. As I ask you, why then are you afraid? My friends. And he asked them, have you no faith? Have you no faith? Well, yes. Sometimes we're afraid. Sometimes we face those big giants in our lives. When chaos threatens us and we don't know what to do, when we panic, we see that we have an option. Jesus was in a stern that night, and I'm finishing with this, my friends. He was asleep, we are reminded. Oh, he was sleeping because he was just like us. He needed to rest because he had been preaching and teaching the crowds. And he was tired. He wasn't a superhuman. He didn't sleep standing up. Huh? He didn't do anything extraordinary to rest. He slept. He ate. He cried. He loved. Oh, he got angry. Did you know that he got angry? Jesus? He got angry. And he died. But 3 days later, when his friends and followers were just beginning to wake up to the devastating reality of what had happened to him and what had happened to them, his tomb was emptied. His tomb was empty and Jesus was alive again and risen. Now this was beyond reason. Nobody could understand this. He was alive. He is the one who can stand face to face with the big giants in our lives, whatever it may be. And He is the one who can look at those giants or those monsters or whatever and help you and look at them straight into the eyes and you can be victorious. And He will be saying, peace, be still. We can be forgiven over and over again for our panic. We will come again to believe this, that God is with us all the time. Both the intimate God and the God who is beyond our understanding. Be filled, my friends, with great awe, brothers and sisters. Because if the wind and if the sea obeyed this man, we are safe. There is nothing impossible. May God bless us all. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we so thank You for being our Lord and Savior, for bringing us always home safe. Even when life and stirs up winds that actually twist us around and situations, Lord, we know, Lord, that you bring peace to our lives. Whatever situation that anyone here today might be living that seems to make them feel that they're living in a big storm, Lord, bring peace to their lives at this time, Lord. In the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.